At this time, I call the Duplin County Commissioner meeting to order. Today is March 2nd, 2020. My name is Jesse Dowd. I'm the chairman of the Duplin County Commissioners. I'd like to welcome all of you and thank you for coming. It's not often that we have this many people here, but it's welcoming. So thank you for coming. We'll have the invocation by Reverend A.J. Connors, and then we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. Would please, everybody please stand.
Quickly, we asked you to be in prayer for the chief of police of Warsaw. He was in an accident a while ago, and they airlifted him to Greenville. He was on his motorcycle whenever it took place. So, Heavenly Father, we come before you to thank you for your many wonderful blessings that you've given to us each and every day. We thank you for the progress that you have brought to Duplin County over the years. Now, Lord, we ask that you bless the commissioners with the wisdom and knowledge that is needed to continue to carry on. We ask that you remember the one that is absent, Lord. Bless his family. Be with his children. Give them strength to travel another day's journey. And then, Lord, we ask you to unite Duplin County in the fullness according to your divine will. We ask you also to believe with Chief Sutherland and his family as they go through this transition. These blessings we ask you tonight, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let us say amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, and I'd like to thank you, Reverend Connors, for recognizing one of our missing members, Mr. Doug Brady. We miss him very much. Does anybody have anything for the consent agenda?
I don't have anything.
No, sir.
It's less.
Okay. Mr. Davis.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, if it pleases the board, I would like for you to add to the consent agenda a public notice to be published in the Duplin Times regarding the lease of approximately 85 acres of farmland located at the Duplin County Airport to Terra Creek Farm Services, LLC, for the purposes of establishing and farming hay within the runway protection zones.
All right, is that it?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman.
All right. I have a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second. I've got a motion second to approve the consent agenda. Those four say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. Okay. At this time, do we have anybody listed for public comments?
Mr. Chairman, no one has signed up for public comments.
Good. I think we had some people walk in just a minute ago. Did anybody have any public comments that they would like to address to the board? Okay, this time I will hear public comments.
Nobody has okay. Nothing.
Okay, there are none. So at this time we move on with our agenda. Okay, Mr. Davis.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I now appear before you to open discussion on consideration and possibly taking appropriate action to fill the vacancy on the Duplin County Board of Commissioners from District 1. I believe you have a letter, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I do. And I read it for the record. It's the date of February 29th, 2020. It's addressed to Mr. Jesse Dow, Chairman of the Duplin County Board of Commissioners. The subject is recommendation to fill the unexpired term of Mr. Doug Grady. Pursuant to General Statutes 153A-27, the Executive Committee of the Duplin County Republican Party recommends that the remaining four commissioners appoint Mr. Elwood Garner, to fill the unexpired term of Mr. Doug Ratty. Mr. Garner is a Republican and does reside in the District 1 Commissioner District. Additionally, pursuant to General Statutes 163-114A, the Executive Committee of the Duplin County Republican Party will, at a later date and in a timely manner, petition the Director of Duplin County Board of Elections to replace Mr. Grady's name on the November 3rd, 2020 ballot with the name of the person who will be chosen by the Executive Committee. Respectfully signed, Adrian Arnett, the Chairman of the Republican Party. So I'll read that into the record for our board meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion that we appoint Mr. George Elwood Garner III to fill the unexpired term with under conditions that he resigns from the Duplin County, I mean from the Kenansville Town Board.
Second. Okay, I've got a motion and second to appoint Mr. George Elwood Garner to fill the third to fill the unexpired term on the Duplin County Board of Commissioners representing District 1, contingent upon Mr. Garner resigning his seat on the Board of Commissioners for the town of Kenansville. Is there any discussion? Having no discussion, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. Okay, during the our next board meeting will be the date that we will have to swear you in to that unexpired seat. So it'll be your choice as to how you, who swears you in. You can have a judge or somebody like that, or I can do it. Any questions? If none, we'll go on with our agenda.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Welcome to the board. Ms. Melissa Kennedy, please come up.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm here for two public hearings for Edna Tichy. The first one, she has chosen to name Bluebird Lane at 583 Fussell Road in Rose Hill in Rockfish Township.
Melissa, you can do them both at the same time.
Yes, ma'am.
And the second one is Blue Jay Lane at 223 Island Creek Road in Rose Hill and Island Creek Township.
Is that 220? Mr. Chairman, may I ask her a question?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Is that 223 or 233 Island Creek Road?
223.
Okay.
So 223.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, at this time, I'll open the public hearing to name these two roads in accordance with the Duplin County addressing and road naming ordinance. Ms. Edna Tichy has requested to name a lane at 223 Island Creek Road, Rose Hill, North Carolina, Island Creek Township, and Blue Jay Lane is the name. Ms. Edna Tichy also requested to name a lane at 583 Fossil Road, Rose Hill, North Carolina, Rockfish Township, Bluebird Lane, which is the name that she requests. Okay, at this time, we have a public hearing. Are there any people that wants to address these name changes?
I have someone to ask you.
What is it, ma'am?
Sir. Now, I have asked before, when you come in to talk about places within the county, mm-hmm. if you are going to ask to name the different streets, it would be great if you could pull down that canvas and show us a picture exactly where this street is.
And again, we can't do it because we've not been out. It's not been approved, so we can't go out and GPS it until once
you
it's approved.
You can't get a picture to show us where it is?
Well, I normally do this in your packet, but we've not had access to the internet or GIS.
Or the who?
We don't have. We can't get on mapping. with the county being down. So there's no way I can print.
Without ever seeing it or knowing where it exactly is, we have to approve it?
No, you don't have to.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
The, in defense of Ms. Kennedy, of course, everyone knows that we've had trouble with our IT infrastructure, and we haven't been able to access things that we normally would. So we'll have to do it without it this time. I do have a map if somebody wants to look at it.
I'd like to look at it.
You want to look at it now?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
No. I do have a map with you.
I have access to it on my cell phone.
Can you pull it up, please?
Yeah,
I get my thing on my phone. I think I can do it right here. I can do it. Sorry about that.
Do
it. I'd have to get up and go outside to get the map.
And also with the lane, Fussell Road, there's a family here in Rose Hill, Fussell. So what? They gave the okay, they're going to change it?
Miss Edna Tichy is the sole owner of the land. It's her land. Nobody else owns the land that she's
okay.
selling lots on.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a private lane. She wants to change the name to Blue Jay Lane.
Okay.
And then the other one, she wants to change it to Bluebird Lane.
Okay.
That's it right there. Down the creek.
There's no homes or buildings or anything on this?
No, she's selling their lots. It's farmland that they're selling in individual lots.
Okay.
But if you want, you can come see us one day. We'll take you out there.
Please. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, like I said, we had this was a public hearing in which we could address the name changes. Since there are no other comments at this time, I will close the public hearing and request a motion from my colleagues.
Second.
Okay, I've got a motion and a second to approve the request from Ms. Edna Tichy to name a lane at 223 Island Creek Road, Rose Hill, North Carolina, Island Creek Township, Blue Jay Lane, and also to name a lane at 583 Fossil Road, Rose Hill, North Carolina, Rose Hill Township, Bluebird Lane, in accordance with the Newton County Addressing and Road Naming Ordinance. Is there any discussion or further discussion? If not, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, Mr. Davis Brinson.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I now appear before you to hear any road concerns that members of the board and then thereafter members of the general public may have about roads in Duplin County that I can convey to the Department of Transportation.
I'm okay.
Yes, Brinson.
Yes, ma'am.
I've noticed since we're getting so much rain, all the ditches is pulled up and growed over and green looking and everything else. What are we doing? Going to do about that?
If you'll give me a specific roadway that you think needs to be addressed, I can call DOT and email them as I do every 2 weeks and give them your concerns. But if it's a countywide thing, then I'll have to ask them for a report as to what their policy is for cleaning out ditches, whether they have a set program to go out and do it, or whether they just do it on a as needed for on a complaint based basis.
Yes. Now, Bartlett Road.
Okay.
The whole little Bartlett Road.
All right.
And then I guess 117. From First Baptist Road to, I guess, Bowden Road.
Okay.
On both sides of the road.
All right.
I know they're working in Warsaw on 24 to clean that out, but I'd like to know when will they be able to get over there and do something, especially with the weather changing, mosquitoes coming,
yes,
and we have that, what is that, that coronavirus in the work?
Yes, ma'am.
And it says in the United States already.
Okay. I will be glad to convey that to Department of Transportation.
Those are the only work concerns that you have?
So what?
Are those the only two that you have?
No, but I'm still at the floor.
Oh. What does she got?
Yes, sir. You said you will look into it?
Yes, ma'am. I'll speak to Mr. Rhodes and Mr. Wood at DOT.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm not taking anything out on anybody, but I just want clarity.
Right. And if they don't know about it, then they can't respond to it. So
That is so true.
Okay.
So I don't get accosted out there in the street and have to pull my gun.
All right.
All right. Okay. I do have one that I've been looking at myself, and I've been out there taking pictures. Is that 136 E.T. Dobson Lane, right off of Highway 50. It's the residence of Miss Janice Chasen. And she had to get a right of way to get to her home and put a driveway in. And the water is receding into her private property.
Okay, if I'm not mistaken, E.T. Dobson Lane comes off of Highway 50 south of Kingsville?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay. Is the water coming off of the state roadway? Because if it's a private lane, DOT will not go
well,
down.
Well, actually, there's a it's Persimmons, what's the name of it?
We say Amos.
Yeah, Persimmons Swamp.
Persimmons Swamp. But anyway, there's a drainage ditch up under the roadway that's not draining correctly.
Under NC50 or under E.T. Dobson?
Under NC50.
NC50,
okay.
Yes, sir. So, Mr. Dobbs, coming out of Persimmons Swamp
from
under
Dobson
50?
Chapel, coming from Dobson Chapel back to west of Pittman.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Right, and the ditch is actually north of her property.
Okay.
On the roadway. At a bridge.
All right. I may have to give you a call and may have right out here with you.
All right. And the water stagnated and it's not flowing properly.
Okay.
It stopped built down because of the baby. We know why it stopped. We know that why the water's not flowing
the other way. Well, maybe I can call the soil.
Right. And it's backing up. But anyway, just have somebody check it out to see why.
I'll also call the soil and water department, see if they can't send the beaver control guys out there to blow the dam if there is a dam.
I'm sorry, but it wasn't called a beaver. It was beavers before. I keep calling it.
You're fine. You're fine.
But it was beavers. Uh-huh. And now I went back to the beaver, and they said it's the some limbs and that branch needed to be cleaned. The whole thing needed to be cleaned out.
Okay.
And we had somebody that come in with our ditch to ditch it out, and now the water is green and standing up.
Okay.
High. And by him digging, trying to get it through, he got to go through across that road.
Okay.
And it won't go through.
The Soil and Water Department has programs where they can go clean out lanes as
they
well.
They're going to do what I talked to them. I've been there plenty of times.
So it's not a farm.
Okay. Well, okay. It's a road concern that,
okay,
and the road is within the right of way.
Okay.
So just have it checked out, please.
I will. Are there any other road concerns anyone else has throughout the county? Yes, ma'am. What's your name?
154 Ratchet Road. I'm Bertha Thompson.
What was your first name? I'm sorry.
Bertha.
Okay. And your address again, Ms. Thompson?
154 Ratchet Road.
Okay. And what is your concern?
My concern is when the water comes up out of the ditch and in my yard.
Okay.
And I've been trying to get it fixed for about 10 years within the month.
All right, I'll bring that to their attention.
I did talk to Chris. I think it was
Mr. Rhodes.
Yes, ma'am. And he did look at it and everything, but he said he was not going to be able to get to it until that was released.
Okay. Well, I'll call him again and maybe he'll put a little extra sense of urgency on it for you, okay?
Yes.
Anyone else? Thank you.
All right, moving on with our agenda. Mr. Chris Ward, please come up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Davis, Mr. Brinson, appreciate you giving us this opportunity. I don't know how much you guys are aware or how much you guys know about AT&T. We're Atlantic Telephone Membership Cooperative. We're a communications cooperative, actually the largest communications cooperative in the state of North Carolina. Been in business since 1955. We've predominantly served Brunswick County up until 2011, where we won a federal grant to expand into Columbus County, North Carolina. Since 2011, we've been awarded grant funds and invested our own funds upwards of $35 million to expand internet in Columbus County. We all know through the federal government, and actually it's one of the few things that Democrats and Republicans agree on, through the federal government, there's a large amount of money available now through Reconnect grants through the USDA to expand internet in rural unserved areas. There's also a program in North Carolina through the North Carolina Great Grant, that's what we're going to talk about tonight, to expand internet service in unserved areas of North Carolina. The federal program is billions of dollars. The state program is $15 million this year. And hopefully we know with budget issues that plan is to have $15 million every year, but actually, $50 million is not enough money to even touch the problem in North Carolina. The reason why I'm standing in front of you tonight, we've been very successful in Columbus County. We've also partnered with Pender County and are submitting an application through the federal Reconnect program. It's a $25 million grant application. $6.25 million will be added to that from AT&T's funds if we're awarded that to expand internet in Pender County. That $31.2 million will almost wipe away the unserved areas in Pender County. So the next step north is Duplin County. Now, I am born and raised in Face, North Carolina, and I'm very familiar with the type of issues that folks in Duplin County have in rural areas with internet service. So that's what we're doing tonight. We're asking for your support. We're not asking for money. We're not asking for anything in return other than a partnership letter that will give us additional points with the North Carolina Great Grant application that we're going to turn in for Duplin County. Let me give you a little more information about AT&T. Like I mentioned, we're a 63-year-old nonprofit cooperative. We've got over 40,000 customers throughout Columbus and Brunswick County. Hope to extend that through Pender and Duplin County in the next few years. What we've asked, and I think you guys have a copy of the partnership letter in front of you, if there are opportunities for AT&T to work together, so should we win the grant application from North Carolina, which you find out later this year, we would like to take advantage of some of those partnership opportunities. Give you an example in Columbus County. We have multiple fiber optic switch sites on water tower property, areas that the county owns that are not using the full amount of land to set fiber optic switches. We partner with municipalities like the city of Whiteville, the city of Leland, and throughout our service area to better serve residents in those unserved areas. So that's what we're asking for tonight, is an opportunity to partner with the county to make our application a little bit stronger to the North Carolina Great Grant. We have a website, fasterduplin.com, and we've had a large amount of responses on that website from people in the county throughout the entire county that are obviously not happy with the state of internet in Duplin County. And matter of fact, you guys are probably well aware of this, but Duplin County is second only to Rutherford as most unserved addresses in North Carolina. So there's a large problem in Duplin County that's actually on the state and federal level that's highly documented with the issues in Duplin County. What we do with our internet service, it's not a wireless service, it's not a cable modem service, it's not a telephone service, it's fiber optics that we take directly to customers, whether it be their house or their business or government agency, and we serve internet speeds that are gigabit up and down. That's 1,000 megabytes of metrical service. We've been very, very successful, like I said, in Columbus and Brunswick County, and we've been doing fiber to the home since 2005, and actually one of the very first companies in North Carolina to do that on the large scale application back in 2005. So we're not new to this. We've been very successful with grant applications. We know to get the most amount of points, we need to work with local government officials, and that's why I'm here tonight, is to ask for your support. Like I said, there's no money or anything that we're asking for in exchange for that, other than the opportunity to partner should we win that grant and become a service provider in Duplin County. And if you guys have any questions, I'm not sure the protocol here in Duplin County, but I'm ready to answer any questions you may have.
If you were to get this grant, how much of the county could you cover?
Well, with the North Carolina Great Grant, we would apply for the maximum amount, which is $2 million. We'd also have to kick in 35%, so that's $700,000, so $2.7 million. And these are rough estimates. Right now, we're looking at about a 63-square-mile area with over 1,000 unserved addresses. And we have not done full paper to pen on Duplin County, but Duplin County's issues probably along the same lines of Pender County. It's probably a $30 to $40 million issue, or $30 or $40 million problem, if you're actually taking fiber optics to every house or every business and building new lines in the ground. But the Great Grant is only a $2 million. That's the maximum amount set by the state of North Carolina. So it ended up being a $2.7 million project, and we are going to apply for the maximum amount.
But it would be a small amount of coverage. Is that what I just understood?
63 square miles and over 1,000 residents. So that's actually a pretty large area, because obviously the problem in rural areas in the county, you've got more hogs and chickens and turkeys and people, so you have to cover a lot of miles to get to, you know, homes and businesses and farms and those things. But here's the whole point of ATMC coming into Duplin County. Once we come into the county, we're not going to be satisfied with just serving that 63 square mile area. Every year after that, we will still continue to apply for additional state and federal grants, as well as spend our own money in those commercial and residential areas where the density makes a business case. As a not-for-profit company, we can stand a lot longer return on our investment than obviously some of the companies that are reporting to Wall Street. But our plan is, once we get a foothold in the county, is to make the county, just like Columbus and Brunswick, become the largest provider in the county.
Sir.
Yes, ma'am.
I guess I watched too many espionage movies. We've had some difficulties with the internet, and then now all of a sudden, voila, we find a gentleman here that's supposed to have the answers. I hope that these movies that I have looked at, this is not
I can assure you, we didn't have anything to do with your internet issues. And actually, Columbus County, where I'm from, the school system had the same issue with ransomware and had to bring in state authorities. And actually, our company helped as well get them back up and running. Unfortunately, that is the way of the world these days. And we see thousands of attacks across our network daily. And that's one of those things that that's going to get worse and worse, because it's an internet-based.
And bringing that up, out. Just let me make it home tonight, okay?
I'll be flying the opposite way than you'll be going. Any other questions?
Yes. The 63 square miles that you are talking about, is that how far? I know it's on the lower end.
It's the southwestern portion of the county, and without going into too many details because of the competitive nature of these application grant applications, it's basically the southwest portion of the county. I can share some additional information once we have finalized that. Right now, we're going through the process to pick out the key community centers like schools and fire departments and medical centers and places like that. The way these grant applications work, it's point-based. So you get points, obviously, based on the number of customers you can potentially serve. So you can't go out into the most rural areas without covering some more of the dense areas. But it's the southwest portion of the county, which will put us in direct connection with some of our assets that are coming through Pender County.
So we're what, southwest of Pender County?
That, Pender County would be down here, and that would be the connection.
And Dublin.
Yes, ma'am. And since I'm from Faison, my job is to get into my mama's house.
I move we approve the partnership letter agreement.
Second.
Yeah, I've got a motion and second to approve the chairman to sign the partnership agreement letter between Dublin County and the Atlantic Telephone Membership Corporation, which is the ATC, in support of ATMC's application for 2020 Growing Rural Economies with Access to Technology great grant to cover parts of the southern Dublin County with high-speed internet, which is the southwestern.
Yeah, southwestern, more specifically.
Okay, 63 square miles. Then the discussion, you know, Dublin County has over 800 square miles, so that's
unlimited. Yeah, $2 million don't go a long way when you're talking about expanding internet service, but the biggest thing is getting started. After that, then it's a lot easier once you've got a starting point.
Okay. Is there any other discussion?
No.
And I've done a lot of research on what you're doing.
Yes.
And I'm concerned about the rural broadband here in this county. You know, it's something that's needed tremendously. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay.
Thank
Motion
you.
Carries. Thank you very much, sir. All right, Mr. I. Kennedy, please step up, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The clerk has a report I'd like read into the record.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the before maps and plats that are drafted by surveyors can be recorded in the Register of Deeds office, they have to be reviewed by a review officer, and that's by statute. So I have a resolution that I'm going to read to you appointing two new review officers for the county. Resolution of the Dublin County Board of Commissioners appointing map plat review officers. Whereas Session Law 1997-309 made a number of significant changes in the procedures for recording maps and plats. And whereas the purpose of the law was to transfer the responsibility for reviewing plat to determine whether they meet recording requirements for the Register of Deeds to a review officer. And whereas North Carolina General Statute 47-30.2A requires the Board of Commissioners in each county by resolution to appoint a person to serve as review officer to review each plat before it is recorded and certify that it meets the statutory requirements for recording. And whereas it is the desire of the Dublin County Board of Commissioners to ensure an expeditious review of all maps and plats as required by North Carolina General Statute 47-30.2B. before they are presented to the Register of Deeds for recording. Now, therefore, be it resolved that effective March the 2nd, 2020, Caitlin Nicole Wood, GIS technician, and Carol Sawyer Jackson, GIS technician, are hereby appointed to perform all responsibilities as required for a review officer under the appropriate North Carolina General statutes. Be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution designating the review officer be recorded in the Dublin County Register of Deeds Office and index in the Grantor Index in the name of the review officers. In witness whereof, I have hereto set my hand and caused the official seal of Dublin County to be affixed this second day of March 2020. Jesse L. Dow, the third chairman, attested Davis H. Branson, clerk to the board.
So I need a motion, gentlemen. Ladies.
I move we adopt the resolution that the resolution be recorded in the Register of Deeds and indexed in the Grantor Index in the name of the review officers.
Second.
Okay. The motion and second is to adopt the resolution appointing Caitlin Nicole Wood and Carol Sawyer Jackson as MAP plant review officers effective March 2nd, 2020, in accordance with North Carolina General Statute 47-30.2A. And that the resolution be recorded in the Register of Deeds office and indexed in the Grantor Index in the name of the review officers. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. George Future.
Thank you, Alan.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. I appear before you tonight to request your approval and acceptance of additional grant funding awarded by the North Carolina Department of Transportation in the amount of $1,666,000. Also, to award a contract to Riverland and Builders for construction of our industrial air park complex in the amount of $4,981,812.60. This board previously allowed us to advertise and accept bids for the industrial airport complex. We did receive bids on January 30th, and the low bidder was Riverland Builders LLC. The county attorney has reviewed and approved the contract, and we would recommend, I think the county manager has included in the recommendation, into your package, to recommend that we receive the grant award and to authorize the associated budget amendment and to approve the contract, the construction contract to the apparent low bidder, Riverland and Builders, in the amount that I just mentioned. It's a 100% state funded project. There's no county money in this.
So moved.
Second.
I've got a motion in the second to accept the additional 100% state grant funds in the amount of $1,666,000 for the industrial airport construction project for the purpose of constructing the NCFS hangar complex, to approve the associated budget amendment and to award the hangar construction project to Riverland and Builders LLC in the amount of $4,981,812.60. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Pugh. Good, Mr. Brinson.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I would just like to update you. I spoke with the supervisor for the Board of Elections. She advised me that they are ready for tomorrow's primary election. They have their poll workers and all of the tabulators and all the machinery that they need to conduct the election. So I just wanted to reassure you of that. Also, I wanted to announce to the board that the Blue Brew and Q Festival will be held March the 28th, 2020 at the Duplin County Event Center in Kenansville. And that's a Saturday. It'll be held from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. I have a flyer here if you would like to see the bands that will be performing that day. That's all the announcements I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Anybody else have anything? All right, let me get a motion, gentlemen.
Adjourned. Did we need to approve this? Second.
Okay, I've got a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting until Monday, March 16th, 2020 at 6 p.m. Those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. We will be adjourned at this time until Monday, March 16th, 2020 at 6 p.m. And again, I'd like to thank all of you for coming. So good to see the community involved and coming out to these meetings. Thank you very much. We are adjourned at this time.